Hello, Niamh Cooper here, Surrey Storm player. As we all know, COVID-19 or coronavirus is here. I would just like to remind our fans, players, coaches and volunteers of the responsibility that we have to protect ourselves and others. When not playing netball, I work as a doctor in an A&E department in Belfast, and we know now that those who are older and those who have chronic medical conditions are more at risk from this serious virus. We can help vulnerable members of society through our own actions, and I encourage us to do this. We need to slow the spread of this virus to allow our NHS staff to cope with the vulnerable patients that will need to attend for support. Most young and fit individuals will have a mild flu-like illness for several days and recover well. However, we need to work selflessly and together and as a team and community to limit the spread to our loved ones. Some things we can do are really simple. Wash your hands. Do this for a minimum of 20 seconds and as regularly as possible. Avoid touching your face with unclean hands and avoid hugging or shaking hands with others where possible. If you do have to go out and about, keep 2 metre distance from others. And if you cough or sneeze, do it into the crease of your elbow or into a tissue and make sure to dispose of this into the bin. Work from home if possible. And for now, limit nights out and big nights in. It's really important that we comply with social distancing to try and allow the NHS to cope with the patients that are contracting this virus. If you do have symptoms, stay at home and self-isolate. The ability to combat this is in our hands. But for now, stay safe. We're in this as a team, and I hope to be back on court with you all, feeling fit and well, very soon. All the best.
Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
I'm Emily Nemeth, and welcome to the next Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Leia.
Thanks, Emily. As we hear from Mickey on the news, the great news that the league will be back. Mickey, it's always about growing into the role, but by goodness, that last couple of months has been something else really, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard, isn't it? Because, you know, in the scheme of the wider world and sort of situations that are evolving, it's trying to just put everything into perspective. Yes, although it's been incredibly stressful and a lot to manage and a forever changing situation, I'm also incredibly grateful to be involved in sport and involved in a sport that has worked so hard behind the scenes to, you know, try and keep it alive and make sure that there is some visibility of the sport going forward, not just for, you know, the near future years, but for generations to come. So, yeah, it's definitely been a whirlwind. I think that's fair to say. There's been lots of moments where I wasn't really sure where it was going to go or how it was going to pan out. But yeah, I'm just incredibly grateful to say that there is a plan of action going forward and one that should be really, really exciting.
Give us a rough idea of some of the developments and changes to training you had to do, and obviously just with that huge emphasis on safety.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the work was done really, really early on, in all honesty. Obviously, you know, we're almost, just over a year into this global pandemic. So back in pre-season of 2020, so we're looking at August, September time of last year, all franchises worked incredibly hard to sort of, you know, dot every I and cross every T and make sure that your training program was able to fall underneath the professional elite sport bracket, which meant that, you know, if God forbid the wider situation in the world was changing or getting worse, or, you know, lockdown started to happen, that, touch wood, providing you had a venue to continue to training, you would pretty much remain undisturbed as long as you kept adhering to all of the necessary protocols. So yeah, all of that work was done sort of before pre-season, before the girls could even come into venue. That's a constant process, so every single time we bring anyone together, there's a full opt-in process. There are lots of different documents that everybody has to complete before they even leave their home venues to make sure that they're safe to travel. The league's now implemented a testing procedure, which means everybody, every member of your personnel, regardless where they sit within your squad, your coaching staff, umpires, etc. Well, of course, we can't eliminate it. You know, that's just the nature of COVID. And unfortunately, things can happen and there still is a risk involved. But yeah, we're very secure in knowing that everything that can be done is being done to try and ensure everybody's as safe as possible.
And the staff at the sports park, a word on them? I mean, safety measures that have been in place?
Yeah, 100%. You know, we're so lucky and blessed to be supported by an organisation like Surrey Sports Park and the University of Surrey. When it was open to the public, I think there was so much positive feedback around just how safe the building is. Yes, there's a lot of procedures and protocols and, you know, signage, one-way systems, entry and exit procedures, etc., which are different, but it means there's, you know, a constant eye on the amount of people that are in the building at any one time, and you know, all sorts of social distancing factors can be adhered to at all times. And yeah, it really does give you an extra bit of security, I think is fair to say. And yeah, I mean, as I say, we were really lucky that providing there was a venue to train in, we could continue. And Surrey Sports Park, again, have been so supportive across all elite sports that take place in its building. You know, we're the netball franchise there, but there's also a basketball franchise. There's also Harlequins rugby for men's and women's. So, you know, we're not just on our own. And at the minute, we're the only people that can have access to the building. So it's a really eerie feeling. You know, at times we train in the evening. So at times we're the only ones here. And, you know, that really does bring home, gosh, we are so lucky to be able to continue to do this.
We know that Felicitas is here, obviously Emma and the likes of Sophie and Grace as well. How are things looking? Are they working well?
Yeah, it's so exciting. You know, the girls, everyone's been here barring Felly since, you know, really early on in the summer, September, October time. Felly obviously joined us a little bit later, but, you know, she's been in and around our training environment for a good couple of months now with her feet firmly underneath the table. Yeah, and it's just so nice to have, you know, the Avengers assembling again every single week. It's like, God, it's so good to be here and then be back together. The group are getting along really well. You know, they're making real improvements in training every single week. Their intent is super high. Their intensity in training sessions is exactly where I would want it to be. In which case, you know, it's just about fine-tuning those sort of, you know, tactical aspects of it, which, in all honesty, we can only really do when games get up and running, because that's when, you know, you're in the thick of it and you can start making some real, you know, game time, mentally challenging decisions. So, yeah, the girls are ready and raring to go. They're you know, chomping at the bit to get out there and just play and showcase and have a bit of competition.
Pre-season went all right, and we saw the game v Wasps as well online. What did you take from them?
Yeah, I mean, pre-season's always a sort of a separate entity to the season, isn't it? It's about, you know, seeing everybody out there, giving people exposure, seeing what combinations work best together, which ones don't. For us, pre-season is always about giving everybody opportunities so that we can see what they can do underneath, you know, match intensity pressure, because if we don't do that then we're probably not going to see it, you know, in season. And, you know, also for some of those games, there was opportunities for people to step in that potentially wouldn't get a look in season. You know, our training associates who aren't eligible to play in season played in our pre-season friendlies for all sorts of different reasons, people being unavailable, injuries, etc., etc. So, yeah, it's so good to give them the exposure against Super League caliber players and not just the ones they train against. It was really great for us as a coaching staff to see where individuals are at and what combinations are starting to build. And then, yeah, it's also really good as a learning experience to say, well, hold on, let's step away from that. That aspect is definitely not where we'd want it to be. That's what we need to focus on for the next, you know, 2, 3, 4, however many training sessions we've got leading into the next one. So it's definitely been a different pre-season to normal, I think it's fair to say. We would have loved to have, you know, played a lot more pre-season games like we usually would in inverted commas normal circumstance. But yeah, I mean, what's normal right now? You sort of just chuck your arms up in the air and say it is what it is, and we make the best of whatever the situation is.
And you've potentially got an idea of a few different combos as well. Maybe more than you would have.
I think this year that, you know, that's going to be so crucial. We're dealing with a complete unknown season in terms of its formatting. We're dealing with a complete unknown season in terms of the amount of travelling that's going to be involved for some franchises, us including. And, you know, throw into that the middle of us playing in a situation that's forever changing in terms of player availability, you know, whether that's down to, you know, COVID or non-COVID reasons like work, etc., etc. It's not like a normal season of old where you can say, right, this is our traditional starting seven and we're probably not going to stray away from that much. This season is very much going to be about a full team effort. You know, there's going to be some real assertive decisions made by us as a coaching staff to rest players, to give other players a run out when and where we can, and it's really going to be a full team effort. So everybody has to stay locked in, they have to stay mentally ready, they need to make sure their buy-in is where it needs to be, and they need to understand that we're in this for the long haul, because the objective of the exercise isn't just to be great when the season starts. The object of the exercise is to be where we want to be when the season comes to a close in June.
Now we know the league's going to be launching and up and running finally. I think as a fan, it's really nice to see that England Netball have really made such great efforts to get everything up and running. What's that been like for you as a franchise?
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's so difficult, isn't it? Because I understand the need for everything to be sort of kept under wraps until it's absolutely necessary. But, you know, if the wider netball community, the fan bases, knew just how much work had gone in from an England netball perspective, from a Vitality Netball Super League perspective, from franchise perspective, they would really, you know, make sure they got behind the league in general. You know, it's now not so much about supporting your individual franchises. Yes, of course, that's important, but it's just about supporting netball as a sport. And England Netball as a national governing body, you know, have been so forthright way back since, you know, September, August of last year about, right, how can we make sure that 2021 Super League season goes ahead? Like, we need some visibility of netball. Fans need some visibility of netball. So what do we have to do to get that off the ground? So, yeah, they've put in so much hard work behind the scenes. So have Vitality Netball Super League, so have the franchises. So it's just a real sense of relief that we're almost there now.
A new multi-year deal as well from Sky, and that commitment, it's exactly what we need.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm in a real privileged position that I get to work with the guys at Sky behind the scenes, and I am fully aware of how much that organisation, in terms of, you know, netball / multi-sports, is driven by a team of, you know, real forthright women, and they are so dead set on doing whatever it takes to make sure that the visibility of women's sport as a whole continues to grow. You know, they've been the driving force in getting that off the ground over the last 5 years or so. So it doesn't surprise me that this has got over the line. You know, that they're so committed to ensuring that the visibility of women's sport continues to stay on the rise. And yeah, we're so grateful to know that this multi-year deal with Sky has got over the line. As franchises, I think it's so important, considering we can't get fans into venue, and how disappointing that will be for the netball community. You know, that the least we could do was ensure that the visibility of netball this season more than ever was as high as it possibly could be. So yeah, we're so grateful for Sky Sports and the support that they've shown to women in sport, and specifically to netball.
Our first games didn't really matter who it was against, it just get back to playing really was a big thing.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, again, we're in a bit of an unknown territory with the season, in terms of, yes, we've got a fixture list, and as it stands right now, you know, we know who we're playing and when, but all of that could change, and it could change really quickly or last minute. So, you know, instead of focusing on external, we're very much focusing on our controllables, you know, and what we can control is what's going on in our environment, the brand of netball that we're putting out there, the showcase that we want to show when we're wearing our colours and our badge. So yes, you know, obviously the fixture list is what it is, and there's a certain element of preparation for opposition, but you know, we have no idea who we're going to face and when. So just trying to really hone in on us and what we're good at and the style of netball that we want to play.
Storm fans will have expectations this season, no doubt you do as well. What's that feeling?
Yeah, again, like as always, I'm so excited about the group that we've got and the energy that there's around the team. I think we've got a real blend of experience as well as some absolute young guns coming through the rank. We've got a lot of homegrown Storm talent here, and I'm very proud of that, and I'm really excited to see their development throughout the season and beyond. Having said that, you know, we are all fierce competitors. We're here to win. It's not a token. And this year, more than ever, it's a bit of a lottery, in all honest, in terms of who it could be, because of the way the season's, you know, prescribed and planned out. So why not? What you know, I've said this to our playing group and our wider team as well. It's got to be someone. So why not us? Why not this year? Why not now? So our mentality is definitely there for success. We're under no illusion about how difficult that will be. I feel like we say this every year, but the league this year is going to be more competitive than ever. There's some bigger names in it than ever. But yeah, I think that hunger and that desire to want to go out there and showcase and obviously make that top four when it comes to the end of June is absolutely burning.
Different but exciting. That sounds great, Mickey. Thank you.
Well,
different but
you've got
exciting.
A minute to win it, hey. That's for sure.
Thanks as always for your support. Remember, you can get in touch with us. Ideas for future guests as well at Surrey Storm and the number 10.
The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.